I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. In January, Belarus passed a law that requires churches to re-register with the government. Joel Griffith with Slavic Gospel Association says this has been used in other former Soviet countries to shut churches down by denying their registration. The pastors SGA partners with are not fazed by this latest threat of restriction, but they're prayerful in asking for wisdom. A Yazidi woman kidnapped during the Islamic State's reign of terror a decade ago was recently reunited with her family in Iraq. Samuel with Redemptive Stories says their partners in Kurdistan offer trauma healing to former Yazidi captives. A gospel worker recently saw a Yazidi woman enter with sorrow etched on every feature. This woman, also an Islamic State sex slave, shared her painful story with a gospel worker, who then introduced her to the greatest physician and his gospel hope. Learn more at missionnews.org, a service of One Way Ministries.